This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation is celebrating the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he led the nation in paying tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with the chief guests of the parade. President of the European Council Antonio Costa and President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The Republic Day parade at Kartavya Path today highlighted a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. The theme this year was Swatantrata Ka Mantra Vande Mataram and Samriddhi Ka Mantra Atmanirbhar Bharat. 30 tableaux from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments were displayed during the parade. These tableaux showcased the cultural diversity of the country by exhibiting a unique mix of 150 years of national song Vande Mataram and the nation's rapid progress on the back of growing self-reliance across sectors. A tri-services tableau showing replicas of major weapon systems used by the Indian military during Operation Sindoor was one of the key attractions at the parade. Brahmas and Akash weapon systems, the rocket launcher system Suryastra with deep strike capabilities, and the main battle tank Arjun were among the main military platforms that India presented during the parade at Kartavya Path. President Murmu conferred the Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla with India's highest peacetime gallantry award, the Ashok Chakra. The event concluded with a flypast by 29 Indian Air Force aircraft, including Rafale, Su-30, C-295, MiG-29 and Apache, among others. Over 2,500 artists presented cultural performances during the parade, with special guests from different walks of life attending the ceremony. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers have extended greetings to citizens in India and abroad on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended best wishes to countrymen on the occasion of Republic Day in a social media post. Mr. Modi wished that the occasion renew energy and enthusiasm in the citizens of the nation to build a developed nation. Assam joined the rest of the country to celebrate the 77th Republic Day in a grand manner. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya today unfurled the tricolour at the main state function, which was held at Khanapara in Guwahati. In Odisha, Governor Haribabu Kambampati today unfurled the national flag at the state-level Republic Day celebrations held at Mahatma Gandhi Marg in Bhubaneswar. He took the salute of the Republic Day parade on the occasion of the 77th Republic Day. 54 contingents, including personnel from the CRPF, Odisha Industrial Security Force, Home Guards and Civil Defence, took part in the parade. In Haryana, Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini unfurled the national flag in Gurugram on Republic Day today and inspected the parade and took salute from the march past. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa and the President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar expressed confidence that the upcoming discussions of the two leaders with Prime Minister Narendra Modi would herald a new chapter in India-European Union relations. Dr. Jaishankar also had a productive conversation with Vice President of the European Commission Kaya Kallas. India's foreign exchange reserves rose sharply by $14.167 billion in the week that ended January 16th to over $701 billion, driven by a jump in both gold reserves and foreign currency assets. The country's forex reserves have been hovering near its all-time high of $704.89 billion. In cricket, India registered a crushing 8-wicket victory over New Zealand in the third T20 of the 5-match series at ACA Stadium Barsapara in Guwahati last night. And with that, we end this news bulletin.